This is a house of miracles. You are in the place where miracles can happen, church. Where things can happen. Those that's log on, God's so powerful, He keeping me up. Your knee right there where you find yourself at this morning. It's all about how we come in with our perspective. And that's what I'm going to be speaking about this morning, having that perspective with God for our lives. See, if we come into the house of God with the right perspective, God is able to meet our needs this morning, church. And I believe we all have something pending. I believe we all have someone that we love that's dear to us that needs a miracle from God. And God is able to meet our needs, church. We just have to truly believe that God is able to perform those miracles that He desires to perform within our lives and through our lives. So always come into the house of God expecting God to do the miraculous. No matter how big it may be, or no matter how impossible it may seem, there's nothing, and I mean nothing, impossible for the God that we serve, church. Do we believe that this morning? Come on, if you believe that this morning, give your God a radical hand clap of praise here this morning, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But once again, we welcome you out to Victory Outreach for our Sunday morning celebration service. Amen. You may be seated here this morning. Worship team, you also may be seated here this morning. Let's give the worship team a hand as well. A powerful time of worship. Amen. If you're here for the first time, we are very blessed that you are able to come and join us. We are glad that you decided to join us here for our service. We just pray that you are blessed here this morning. Roberto mentioned, let's keep our senior pastor, Pastor Charlie, in prayer. He's out there in Jacksonville, Florida right now, getting ready to share the word of God with our family out there in Victory Outreach, Jacksonville, Florida. So let's keep him in our prayers as he's preaching, and he'll be back here tomorrow. Amen. Let's keep the revival in prayer as well. This week, we're going to have a special week. We're going to have our guest speaker, Pastor Chucky Lopez. He's out there in Victory Outreach, Cape Town, South Africa. So let's keep him in prayer as well, that God use him in a mighty and powerful way. Praise the Lord. Well, I have the awesome privilege of sharing the word of God with you this morning. I'm very blessed that God chose me to share his word. I don't take this lightly. It's something that I know I don't deserve, but it's the calling of God upon my life. And just like myself, we all have a calling that's upon our life. Whether you understand it or believe it or not, it's not by luck, it's not by chance that we find ourselves here in the house of God this morning. God has a true desire to use each and every one of our lives. The question is, are we going to allow God to use our lives to make an impact within the city of Milwaukee? And if you've taken notes this morning, I titled this morning's message, The Perspective of God. Having God's perspective for our lives, coming into the church, living our daily lives with God's perspective is very important and also very vital within this end time world that we're living in. We all know we are in a new year, 2023. Amen. It's not just a new year, but it's also one year that's bringing us closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we got to see it from a biblical perspective. And we got to live our lives with that perspective, with God's perspective, knowing that one day soon, Jesus is going to rapture his church. And he's coming soon to judge the world of his sin. And there are a lot of men, women, and young adults out there right now that still haven't heard about the good news of Jesus Christ. And I think it's very important that we obtain God's perspective for our life. To understand his word, to understand why he even rescued and saved us in the first place. When I got saved, I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't know anything about Jesus Christ. I don't even remember even hearing about him before I got saved. All I knew was I had a need in my life, and I needed God. But lo and behold, he had a plan for my life and purpose and vision. And I had to, and I still continue to obtain his perspective. You know, getting saved, coming into the church, I was in a home. I graduated 2011. In February, next month, it'll be 13 years. Praise God. Amen. And I had to change my perspective. I didn't know anything. Like I said, I didn't know anything about church. And how I came into the home, into the church, I had a different view at that time. I didn't know what was going on. Didn't know who these people were. You know, people praying at the altars and lifting up their hands and jumping up for joy. I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know what was going on. But I didn't give up. You know, I knew that I was a new kid on the block, so to speak. And I knew that I needed to learn what I needed to learn for God in order for his plan to come to pass. And we come into the church, some of us raised as a church kid. Some of us know the Bible. Then some of us don't know the Bible. But it's very important when we come into God's house that we come with the right perspective. We all come from all walks of life. We all come with different hang-ups and different issues taking place in our lives. But God brought us together because he desires to use our life. And I think sometimes we can find ourselves discouraged because our perspective, we come to the church with an expectation. It may not be met, and sometimes it will keep us from even coming back. Many people had come in our church and went and didn't stay. And I believe because they didn't have the right perspective or they didn't allow God to change their perspective. Because we all going to come with a perspective before we can say, and God knows that and he understands that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if we don't give up in the process, and if we allow God to renew our minds and to change our perspective, we are able to see a different side of life. See, if I would have gave up in the beginning, you know, I had a perspective about a lot of things. I never forget. I remember when I first seen Sister Marlene on stage worshiping God. I truly thought she was selfish, man. I'm like, she worshiping God. She the leader. She's doing all this. I'm like, dude, who this woman? But I never gave up because I knew I didn't know her like that. So who am I to, you know, that was my perspective at that point in time. And as I continued to grow and learn, the devil was a liar. He was lying to me, you know, and that changed my perspective. And we got to understand that we cannot give up during this process. Because we are going to come with this mindset, and it's fine. It's cool. Some of us was gangbangers, dope dealers, drug users. Some of us didn't use any drugs. Some of us was hardworking people. But without God, we didn't have a right perspective. So don't allow the way we think to hinder us from experiencing what God wants for our life. Because the Bible tells you and I the devil is the father of lies. And when we come into the church, he's going to always try to lie to us, deceive us, to keep us from experiencing the power of God for our lives. Let's go to the opening scripture. If you don't have a Bible, the scriptures will be on the screens before you. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation here this morning. Once again, the title of today's message is The Perspective of God. We're going to read about the life of Abraham in a few moments, and we're going to learn how even he had the wrong perspective. But we're going to learn that he never gave up. And eventually God changed his life and changed his perspective, and he became a father of many nations. Open the scripture, Philippians chapter 2, going to read verses 5 through 11. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. And let's look and let's listen to what he has to say in regards to the attitude that we should have as Christians. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. And the Bible reads, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had, Jesus Christ being the Son of God. The Bible is telling us we must have the same attitude as he has. Verse 6, through he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died on a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Lord, just thank you for this time, and I thank you for this blessing of being able to share the word of God this morning. I pray some of us may have a biblical perspective, but I also believe some of us coming here this morning with the wrong perspective, and that's okay. And I just pray that we don't remain with that same perspective, that we allow you to change our perspective for the better, for your honor and glory. I pray this morning you hide me behind your Christ, that you speak through me, Lord God. And I pray it's your voice that's heard this morning through me. I pray every word I speak and land on good fertile ground. I pray that we apply it to our everyday life. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Now, in this portion of scripture, the Bible tells you and I we must have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Now, in order for Jesus Christ to go through what he went through, he had to have a biblical and a right perspective. And as Christians, in order for us to answer God's calling, to experience the power of God, to experience all that he has for our lives, we have to have his perspective when it comes to serving in his kingdom. See, God has a certain way that we should operate. He has a certain way that you and I should think as Christians. And in order for us to experience everything we have, we have to get to that place where we see things from his point of view and perspective. And not just in some subjects in life, but every subject in our life, whether it may be prayer, worship, tithes and offerings, evangelism, finances, all different areas in our life must be lined up with God's perspective in order for it to truly work and function the way that God has created for us to function. The way we view God is very, very important. Like I mentioned, when I first came into the church, I had a messed up viewpoint. I didn't know anything about church. I didn't know anything about the Holy Bible and none of those things. But as time went on, I read God's word, studied God's word, stayed in the things of God, and God has now changed my perspective, and he's continuing to change my perspective. So I don't worship God with my perspective. See, I don't pray to God with my perspective. When it comes to giving, when it comes to serving God, I do not do it through my perspective. And I think sometimes we come into the church, we do things with our perspective and trying to put God's title on it. And it's not how God operates. See, I don't worship God thinking I know it all. No, I worship God knowing that I'm bringing it unto him. So I want to do my best to worship him the way he wants me to. But a lot of times, because we have this perspective, we're doing things our way, but we expect God to bring forth his results, and it doesn't work like that. See, if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be in these seats this morning. If our founders, our elders that went before us, if they didn't change their perspective and saw things God's way, none of us will be in the house of God this morning. Even our very own senior pastors, they had to get to a place where they start operating and seeing things through God's lens and perspective is very important. Our senior pastor, he don't operate in the flesh. He's a man of God. He operates doing things according to God's word. And if you know the word of God and if you know God's word, you are able to line up the word of God with the man of God's life. He don't do things in a fleshy way. And I don't thank God for him. He works with me and he teaching me how to see things through God's perspective. And it's not easy, you know. It's not easy seeing marriage and different things through God's perspective because God's perspective is hard to understand at times. It's hard to really cope with, you know. And God's perspective, what we got to understand, is the best perspective for our lives. See, God loves us. He wants what's best for you and I. That's why a lot of times we hear the word no, wait, stop, because God wants us to understand his perspective is for our better, is for our good. See, I believe right now as we speak, there are many churches throughout the world that are packed out. Many people coming into the church, they dress nice, smelling, looking good. And I believe many people have come into the church with the right and some with the wrong perspective. Like I mentioned, there's nothing wrong with coming into the house of God with a wrong perspective because God understands we have to start somewhere. We have to. But he expects us to grow and change our perspective as time goes on. Many of us worshiping God with our perspective, taking up communion, paying tithes and offerings, even listening to God's word with our perspective, but never changing, that's the problem. See, I wouldn't be where I'm at this morning if I didn't change my perspective. Because seeing things through God's way, it helps me to understand my walk with God. Seeing things through God's way helps us to understand his word and how he operates within his kingdom. You know, a lot of people don't change their perspective because change is hard. Going through change is changing our mentality, changing things that we grew up with, we learned years upon years. It's not easy. It's a challenge. But we got to understand, if we truly want to experience everything God has for our lives, we have to change our perspective. You know, all of us come with a, like I said, with that viewpoint that we came in with. When I mentioned, when I first came into the ministry, I wasn't raised in church. You know, when I mentioned with Sister Marlene, you know, I really thought that way about her. I didn't even know the woman. You know, I didn't know anything about her, but I thought that way because I was just freshly saved, freshly from the world. You know, and God understands that, and he's able to work with that. You know, God is not looking at our perspective when he saved us. God is looking at our hearts. He's looking to see a willing vessel, if he could use us to make an impact within this world. You know, even with Pastor Felipe and Sister Lily, we all know they're out there in Jacksonville, Florida, helping out with Pastor James and Sister Tammy. You know, and eventually they're going to start their own church out there at Victory Outreach Orlando, you know. You know, and when I first met them, you know, they would say I didn't act black, you know. They was young in their walk, and, you know, they would say that. I'm like, what you mean I don't act black, you know. And in my mind, I thought they was being racist and being hateful, but that was my perspective at that point in time, but I still loved them. I didn't shut them down. But what I'm trying to say is that my perspective didn't stay the same. And that's the same with us. Our perspective cannot stay the same. If we truly want to back up our pastors, if we truly want to see the seats here in Milwaukee filled and packed out for God's honor and glory, we have to change our perspective. And I'm going to get into the definition of that word in a little bit. Even when, like I say, because can't nobody answer God's calling with the perspective we come into the house of God with when we first get saved. It's impossible. Because the plan of God is greater, bigger than we could ever imagine. And it takes our perspective to change in order for us to experience what God has for our lives. Because a lot of us, including myself, I came into the house of God with a poverty mindset. I didn't believe that God had a plan for my life. I couldn't see God using my life the way he used Pastor Charlie or Pastor Sonny or other men of God. But as I changed my perspective and started to renew my mind, I started to believe that God can use my life, that God can use me to make an impact in someone else's life. And that's the same with all of us that's here in the house of God this morning. No matter what side of the tracks you come from, no matter what background you come from, God is not looking at your age, your race, your track record. God is simply looking at our hearts this morning. There's a lot of men and women and young adults out there right now that's contemplating suicide, that's out there right now homeless, with no hope, and you and I are their answer. Jesus Christ, and we want to use our life to bring that answer to them. But he can't do it if we don't change our perspective. Now, I have in my notes, it says this: God can work with our messed up perspective as long as we never give up. See, that's the key. Never giving up in our process. Never allowing what we think or what we believe to derail us from the plan of God. You know, I used to usher. Actually, at one point, I was the head usher, you know, and also in the follow-up ministry. And you know, it had been times where I called people and just to follow up with them to see how they're doing, how they like the service. And sometimes they would tell me they didn't like the church because they felt like someone disrespecting them. Because they didn't say hi back to them, or they just felt a certain way. And I knew that that was that person's perspective. And I would try to tell them that's not the case. That person may be going through a tough time. Who knows? But that person never came back because their perspective was messed up and they didn't allow God to change their perspective. See, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to stay stuck in our perspective, to keep us from being effective in the kingdom of God. See, if I would have stayed with that same mindset that I believe Sister Marlene was being selfish or trying to hog the spotlight, and I know that's not true now, but if I would have stayed with that same dumb perspective, I wouldn't be where I'm at this morning. So we got to understand the importance of renewing our minds and changing our perspective for the better. Because the devil is the father of lies. He's always trying to deceive the church to get us to believe our thoughts, to get us to believe our perspective, to get us to believe those things that's not in line with God's word. And God's word is his perspective. So if we get his word, we gain his perspective for our lives. And by doing that, we are able to be effective as Christians within this end time world. See, God is not in the dark when it comes to our perspective. He knows it. He knows it before we was even saved that we had a messed up perspective. The Bible, well, that's not in this Bible. It said, you know, we hear that come as you are. That's actually not in the Bible, but God, it's true. God wants us to come with that perspective. He welcomes us with a ghetto mentality. He welcomes us with that incorrect perspective because he knows he has to work with that and he has to use that to get us to a place where we can answer his calling. I love my spiritual mother, you know. She was dealing with me on yesterday, you know, and just in different things, you know, and I love her for that, you know, because I need that. I need to change my perspective on a daily and constant basis. Sometimes that ghetto mentality could come in, and I need that. I need someone to bring that correction. That's why I thank God for my spiritual parents. And I know what they do. They do it out of love, even if it may seem harsh or if it may come off the wrong way. I know they're doing it out of a great place. And God wants all of us to change our perspective. You know, like Alberto mentioned, we're going to be hitting the streets after the service. Amen. We all should be going out there. We should all have our clothes ready to hit the streets. But if we don't have that perspective, a lot of us won't go out there and make an impact with someone else's life. And I also have in my notes, but God will expect us to change our perspective as time goes on. God cannot use our lives to make a mighty impact if we stay the same. God desires us to grow. He loves us, but he wants us to grow. He wants us to renew our minds, to change our mentality, to change our attitudes for the better. Because if we don't do that, we cannot make an impact within the city. We cannot make an impact within our family's life. And at the job site, we won't be as effective as we should be if we change our perspective. Even Jesus had to have the right perspective. Think about it. Going through what he went through, that was hard. Dying on the cross. If he didn't have the right perspective, man, he wouldn't have done all that. He had to have the right perspective. He had to understand that was the plan of the Father. He left the kingdom of God. He left heaven. He left the right side of his Father to come and suffer for you and I. He took the right perspective in order for him to do that. And we have to learn how to stay walking with God, even if our perspective is messed up. Like I mentioned, God understand that. That don't mean don't give up. You know, like I mentioned, falling up with people, some didn't come back because they felt like people were cold. They not realize we all in the process. We all come from all walks of life. Now everybody going to come into the church on fire for God. But we cannot give up. We cannot let our messed up perspective give us the reason not to come to church, a reason not to witness and share our testimony, because God is able to work with it if we allow him to. And those are the lies from the enemy, you know. Like I mentioned, I knew it now. And it took me a while to realize when it came to how I felt about Sister Marlene, that was a lie from the enemy, you know. He lied to me about giving, all different things. And we cannot allow those lies to take us off the course of what God wants for our lives. We must, like I mentioned, we must have the same attitude or perspective Jesus has when it comes to God the Father. See, if we don't view this in God's point of view from his perspective, it will be kind of hard for us to understand and see things his way. We go through life. We go through challenges. People come against us the wrong way. And if we don't have the right perspective, the response is going to be, we're going to respond in the wrong way. By having the right perspective, when challenges come in our life, when people come the wrong way, when we lack finances, whatever the case may be, we're able to respond in spirit and truth. That's why a lot of Christians are not in the church this morning, because they don't have the right perspective. Because a challenge come our way, that doesn't mean God is not in control. If we lack finances, that doesn't mean God is not going to provide for us. If someone says the wrong thing, that doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. We are Christians. The Bible tells us to be of good cheer, for we overcame the world. This is the words of Jesus Christ. And if he says this, and we have the right perspective, we should operate in that truth. But a lot of times we're not, because our perspective is not in line with the perspective of the Word of God. Like I mentioned, changing this perspective, it takes time. Year upon year upon year of spending time in God's Word, fasting, prayer, it's not easy. Trust me, it's very, very hard to see things through God's point of view. You know, living our life for God is a sacrifice. Worshiping God, prayer, everything is truly a sacrifice. And we have to do it God's way for it to be truly effective, not just for our sake, but for the sake of those who are lost and bound. We always got to keep in mind those who are unsaved. It's not about us anymore. We got saved. We filled with the Holy Spirit. We've been delivered and set free. It's about those that do not know who Jesus Christ is, church. Changing our perspective is very important for them, including our loved ones, brothers and sisters, parents, uncles, nieces, nephews. It's important that we change our perspective for them so they can experience freedom from the power of sin and death as well. The definition of the word perspective: a particular attitude towards, a way of regarding something, a point of view, a mental view or perspective. It's pretty much a way we see something. In other words, so if we see God with a human point of view, we only go see God in a limited way. When it comes to prayer, when it comes to worship, when it comes to these different avenues of God, if we see it from a worldly point of view, we're going to truly miss out. Because we cannot see God, we cannot serve God with a worldly point of view. God is a supernatural God. This is supernatural. We got to obtain a supernatural perspective in order for you and I to understand what God wants to do within our lives and through our lives. Because the word of God, the plan of God, goes totally against the world standard, the world's way of doing things. Totally against. It's totally different. It's totally opposite. And we got to change our mentality to be able to experience everything God has for our lives. Now I want to give us an example of having a perspective or a way we view something. Let's say, for example, I know we have parents in the house of God this morning that has kids, and let's say that you, as a parent, you think video games are corrupted. They corrupt kids' minds. You think all video games are corrupted. Then from your perspective, you will build companies that make video games as evil. And it may not be true. We know it's not true. All video games are not evil. But if you think that, you will have that perspective. Same thing with the Lord. If we come into the house of God, let's say, for example, tithes and offerings. If we think that the pastor's going to take the money and run with it and put it into a secret account or use it to buy a mansion, we're going to have that perspective. And by having that perspective, we're going to miss out on the blessings of God. But if we obtain a biblical perspective and see it through God's point of view and know that our obligation, one of our obligations, is to pay our tithes to the kingdom of God. See, we're not giving to our pastor. We're not giving to Victory Outreach. When we worship God, we're not worshiping Pastor Charlie. We worship the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. But if we don't have that biblical perspective, we won't see it that way. And we'll see it in a negative way or in a worldly way, and we will truly miss out on bringing honor and glory to God the Father. Let's go to Genesis chapter 17. Let's look at the life of Abram and see how even he started off with a wrong perspective. And we're also going to look at Samuel. You know, this is just many people in the Bible that had a perspective that God had to change in order for them to be used in a mighty and powerful way. Genesis chapter 17. And I just want us to really be encouraged. This is a simple message, but I think it's a timely message for the new year that we're living in, because we want to make an impact. We want to see new things take place. And we can't see a new thing take place with the same perspective as 2022. We got to change that perspective. We got to change our mentality to be able to experience the new things that God wants to bring within our lives and also within Victory Outreach Milwaukee. Genesis chapter 7. I'm going to start in verse 1, read a couple of verses, then we're going to jump down to verse 15. Genesis chapter 17, starting in verse 1, it says this: when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am El Shaddai. God Almighty, serve me faithfully and live a blameless life." God's going to make a promise right here. Verse 2, he said, "I will make a covenant with you." Notice it said he will, not maybe or might. God said he will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants. Just jot down to verse 15. Now God is going to give Abram another promise, a promise of a son. But watch how he responded. This is after God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Let's read Genesis chapter 15. Verse 15. It says, "Then God said to Abraham, regard Sarah, your wife. Her name will no longer be Sarai. From now on, her name will be Sarah. And I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly, and she will become the mother of many nations. King of nations will be among her descendants." Then Abraham bowed down to the ground. But look how he responded. But he laughed to himself in disbelief. "How could I become a father at the age of 100 years old?" he thought. "And how can Sarah have a baby when she's 90 years old? So Abraham said to God, "May Ishmael live under your special blessings." But God replied, "No, Sarah, your wife, will give birth to a son for you. You will name him Isaac, and I will confirm my covenant with him and his descendants as an everlasting covenant." So see, in this portion of scripture, we see a 99-year-old Abraham talking to the Lord, and God gives Abraham a promise. He says, at the age of 100 years old, Abraham, you will have a son. But it was hard for Abraham to understand or receive it. The Bible says he laughed. He questioned God, "How can somebody my age have a child?" But the thing was, his perspective at the time was the way it was. And that was okay. Because Abraham, he didn't stay stuck on that. He may have laughed. He may have been in disbelief, but he continued to serve the Lord. He continued to believe and continued to follow. Even though it may have sounded crazy at the time, he eventually had a child. And I believe through that, his perspective grew. So what I'm trying to say is that don't give up. You may have disbelief this morning. You may not see yourself answering the calling of God. You may not believe that God could use your life in a mighty and powerful way. But I want to let you know, my friend, yes, he can. I'm no different than you and I. I'm no different than you. I'm not the most talented, gifted person. If God could use my life, if God could use our founders, our elders, if God could use Pastor Charlie's life, he could surely use you and I. But we just have to believe it and continue to believe, even with disbelief within our lives. And we got to remember, five chapters back in chapter 12 of Genesis, that's when Abraham received the call of God for his life. And God understood that he was going to laugh at that. God knew that before Abraham was even put on earth. But God was able to work with it because Abraham never gave up. He never said, "Man, nah, man, I can't see that, man. You know what, God, you crazy, you tripping. Man, I'm good. I'm going to go back to..." No, he didn't do that. He continued within this journey. And I think sometimes because we don't understand or we can't see it, we get discouraged and we throw in the towel because we don't believe and we don't allow God to prove himself to be right. I believe our founders at one point doubted. I believe at one point their perspective wasn't where it is at today, of course. But they never gave up. They just simply trust in God and allow God to prove himself. See, God can't prove himself if we give up in the process. He can't prove himself. He can't prove us that the devil's the father of lies, or he's a miracle-working God, or he's a God of the breakthrough if we give up within the process. So it's very important to not give up and not to trip on your perspective, but to stay studying God's word, to stay obedient and continue to grow and allow God to change our perspective as time goes on. See, God was looking at Abraham's heart. He wasn't tripping on his perspective. He wasn't tripping on the fact that he laughed and doubted. God might even laugh at him, like, "Watch, but you stay in the process, watch and see, I'm going to prove you wrong." And I believe God is saying that to us this morning. Some of us going through situations, we can't see God. How you going to provide for us? How you going to do this? How you going to do that? But we got to remember, he took us out of the dope house. He took us from being dead in jail. He took us from being bankrupt. Whatever he saved us from, he did that. And he was able to do all those things out of Christ. How much more he's able to do what he's doing, what we need him to do in Christ Jesus. It takes our perspective to change to be able to see that. That's why it's very important for you and I to understand when God brought you and I into his church, he wasn't looking at our background, our perspective, our age, our race, what side of the tracks we come from. He's looking at our heart. That's all he's looking at this morning. He's looking at our heart. He's not looking at our hangups, our mistakes. He looked past all those things. He's looking directly at our hearts. And he desired to really use our lives. See, when we first get saved, our perspective of God is pretty small. I know mine was. And it's supposed to be that way. You know? That's why the Bible says in Romans 12:2 that not we. I'm getting ahead of the message, but not to conform, not to keep the pattern of this world in our mind, to let go of that eventually, to renew our mind, to allow God to grow our perspective for the better. And like I mentioned, there are many people in the Bible who had the wrong perspective. We just saw Abraham, and we all know Abraham became the father of many nations. Through Abraham's faith, we inherit those blessings as well. See? Think about it. If he would have gave up, if he would have allowed that doubt, that disbelief to derail him, where would we be at this morning? Let's look at Samuel. He's another man of God that had a wrong perspective. Let's look at Samuel and him anointing David as king. I believe we are familiar with this portion of Scripture and how Samuel had the wrong perspective. And God also had to renew his mind and had to grow his perspective as well. As we're going to read, because Samuel, he was looking at the body, the outer appearance. And God told him, no, that's not how I judge. That's not how I operate. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 16. I'm going to do a little bit of reading. But I just want us to understand that our perspective, the way we come in, is okay as long as we don't stay having that same perspective. And I also want us to understand the importance of growing our perspective to get it in line with God's perspective for our lives. 1 Samuel chapter 16, starting at verse 1. Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king as Israel. It's something about Saul, man. I don't know. It just, his character, he was an interesting character. He rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why. Let's continue to read. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there. Now check this out. Now notice that Samuel is going to do what God has called him to do with the wrong perspective. And God understood that, and it's okay. He had to do that in order for God to take his perspective to the next level. Verse 2, but Samuel asked, how can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. Take a heifer with you, the Lord replied, and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. See, his perspective. He was tripping on Saul, knowing that you're talking to the creator of the universe. Saul ain't going to touch you if God is on your side. But God had to put Samuel through this process so that his perspective could grow. Verse 3, invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me. So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. When he arrived, see, that's key, Samuel continued to be obedient, even though his perspective was incorrect. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. What's wrong? They asked. Do you come in peace? Yes, Samuel replied. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons, and invited them to the sacrifice too. Verse 6, when they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eli and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointing. He looked at him. He checked out the outer appearance, and I know that's the man right there. He was judging with a wrong perspective. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So the Lord was dealing with his perspective at that point. He was telling Samuel, that's not the perspective you should have. And Samuel said, you know, Samuel continued to move on. Verse 8, then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, this is not the one the Lord has chosen. Verse 9, next, Jesse summoned Shimei, but Samuel said, neither of these the one the Lord has chosen. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once. Samuel said, we will not sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes, and the Lord said, this is the one. Anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil and he had and brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. So in this portion of scripture, we see Samuel being obedient to the Father, and he's doing what he asked to do. And God told him, I do not look at the outer appearance, I judge the heart. But notice after that, Samuel did not make any more assumptions until he heard from the Lord. And God had to put Samuel in this position because God knew at that point Samuel had a wrong perspective. And just like Samuel, you and I, God knows we come into the house of God with the wrong perspective. That's why he puts us in different situations. It's why we go through different things, because God wants to challenge and to grow our perspective for the better. So a lot of times when we don't have the right perspective, we respond incorrectly. Instead of staying in position, instead of continuing to move forward and allow God to do what he did in the life of Samuel. And I have in my notes, it says this, in order for us to grow our perspective, we must continue to serve God and never give up. It's very important to not give up. We should not even have that within our spirit and our mindset, to never give up, to throw in the towel. We must continue to serve God even when it don't make any sense. I believe this didn't make sense to Samuel. Samuel saw the first person like, man, I know that was him right there. And God told him, nope, that's not how I judge. I believe it didn't make sense to Samuel at the time, but Samuel didn't give up. He continued on, and we know Samuel was a great prophet of God. And also I have in my notes, the only way God is able to grow our perspective is by not giving up despite having a small perspective. It's challenging, you know, serving God and seeing things from a wrong perspective. It's challenging, you know, because we don't understand certain things, and it don't make sense. It goes against human reasoning, human understanding. But we got to stay in the process. We got to trust that God knows what he's doing. See, because if we take ourselves out of the process, then we stop God from growing and using our lives in a mighty and powerful way. Galatians 6:9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. Coming to church, sharing the gospel of Jesus with people, praying, all those things are good. It says, don't give up. Don't get tired. At just the right time, we will reap and harvest of blessings if we don't give up. And I want to encourage you this morning, do not give up. Allow God to prove himself right. Allow God to change our mentality, our perspective. Don't give up. Stay in the process. Stay moving forward. Stay in the position that you're in. Changing our perspective. If we don't do this, we are not able to handle the calling of God that God has for our lives. See, his calling is way bigger, way greater than we could ever imagine. And it takes a bigger perspective to even understand it, to even handle it. You know, if we stay with the same perspective, we can't handle answering the caller, handling finances and handling and being obedient and being a leader and being all these different things within the kingdom of God. We can't handle it with a small perspective. Pastor Sonny cannot handle running an international ministry with a small perspective. He has a mega mentality. He has a mega perspective. And it takes that kind of perspective to operate in God's kingdom. God's promises for our lives also will call for you and I to change our perspective as well. We cannot inherit the promises of God with a mentality that's of the world or a small perspective. It takes a big perspective to handle and to receive God's promises for our lives. Because when we have God's perspective, we are able to receive those promises and to also keep those promises year on and year out. Because with the wrong perspective, we could get those promises and mess around and squander it off as time goes on. So it's very important that we change our perspective. Romans 12:1-2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you, the Apostle Paul speaking. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And I have here in my notes, God's promises will always go against the world's perspective. Renewing our minds help us to attain God's perspective for our lives. If I'm not continuing to change my perspective for the better, I don't think I'd be behind this pulpit. I don't think I'd be running a home this morning. Because his perspective, it helps us to see things from a different perspective. It helps us to see things clearly from a biblical perspective. Because we all come into the house of God with doubts, insecurities. You know, we don't think, we don't see ourselves even worthy of prayer, even worthy of worship, even worthy to serve God because some of us may have made a mistake or we got shortcomings or we may not have all the gifts, the talents within the world. But see, by changing our perspective, we are able to see that we may not have all the talents, but God desires to use our lives. I may not be the sharpest person. I may not have it going on. I may have mistakes. I may have mishaps. But I know if God sees fit for him to use my life, then he can use my life. That's why changing our perspective is so important. We can't let our shortcomings. We cannot allow mistakes. We cannot allow hangers to keep us from being used of God. Because guess what? We didn't let it stop us in the world. We had hang-ups in the world. We had shortcomings in the world. We was radical for the devil. We was bold for the devil. We was a powerful instrument for the kingdom of darkness to be cursed, to be going to hell for all eternity. But now we come into the kingdom of God. We limit ourselves. We stem back. You know, we keep ourselves from entering to ministry and being used in the church. Because of the wrong perspective. And also happier. Our perspective has to change if we want to receive the blessings of God. Because God is not going to give us blessings, let's say, in the area of finances if we haven't been faithful with the little, like the Bible says, a wife, if we're not bearing fruit, if we haven't been faithful with keeping our eyes to ourselves, reckless eyeballing, a husband. God wants to bless us with those things, but if we haven't changed our perspective, see, I don't see women as a sex option no more because my perspective is not that way. You know, and I try not to reckless eyeball. I'm human. I fall short at times. Keep it real. I'm not here to preach. I'm not holding it now, you know. But I know my perspective has to stay the way God's perspective is. In order for God to bless me with my real. I want to be married one day. I want to be married. I do. I want my own kids one day. I want a family. But I know as long as I see it through God's point of view and don't trip on my age, Lord's will, I'll be 41 in July. You know, I'm getting older. See? Praise God. And that's the world's mentality. You're getting older. You should get married now. You should get this and that. That's not God's mentality. Because God gave Abraham his promise of a child at 100 years old. And prayerfully, it don't be that long before I get real. Hello, somebody. But what I'm saying is that it's not based on age. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's based on God's perspective. You know, I want to be successful in the things of God. I want to be successful in a marriage. So I continue to grow my perspective and stay faithful so that when God does hook me up, it will bring honor and glory to his name and be a blessing to God's kingdom. And that's what God wants for you and I, church, for us to be successful, to be blessed, but to also be a blessing to his kingdom. A lot of times we get hooked up with certain things and we don't remain because we don't keep God's perspective. And instead of staying focused and staying, keeping our perspective in God, in line with God's word, we do the opposite and we find ourselves squandering off the blessings of God for our lives. God's perspective, the perspective of God. And like I said, it's challenging. This is challenging. To renew the mind, man, it's a lifelong commitment. Getting our perspective in line with God's is a lifelong commitment. It takes hard work. Hard work and dedication. It does, man. Renewing the mind, meditating on God's word, denying ourselves, fasting. It's hard work. But we all know it's well worth it. We see our senior pastors, they blessed. They blessed of God. And they continue to stay blessed of God because they stay keeping their perspective in the line of God's perspective. And that's what God wants for all of us, to be blessed. He don't want us to not be blessed, to be lacking. You know, but if he sees that we haven't attained his perspective, he's not going to hook us up. He's not a dumb God. I thank God. I always tell him, I thank you that you're a smart God. Because you know what I need and you know what I don't need right now in my life. And that's why I don't have certain things right now because he knows it. And that's why I know right now that's why I'm not married, because he knows I'm not ready for it. So I don't trip on it. It's not easy, you know. But I got to keep my perspective in line with God's word, you know, because being single is not easy in Christ. You know, but if we lose that perspective, I can start dwelling on what I don't have and seeing people in the world hooked up and get messed up by it. So that's why it's very important that we renew our minds and keep our minds and our lives in line with God's word. Amen. As the worship team makes its way this morning, short message this morning, I just want us to really understand having the perspective of God in 2023, brand new year. And I know God has something awesome in store for all of us. He has a new work he wants to do within our church, like Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. I have already begun. Do you not see it? The wrong perspective would keep us from seeing the new thing God wants to do. And if we don't renew our minds and get our perspective in line with God's perspective, the new things that God wants to do in 2023, we'll miss it. Some of us will get hooked up and some of us won't. This is a brand new year, and I believe God's going to do something special and mighty in Victory Outreach Milwaukee. We know the language of the ministry right now, mega, third wave, and all those different things that's taking place in our ministry is happening because of people who change their perspective for the better. So I want us to be encouraged this morning, church. No matter where you see yourself at this morning, you may just be starting off. You may be starting over again. You may be straddling the fence. Wherever you may be this morning, I want you to be encouraged to stay coming to church. Even though your perspective right now may not be in line with God's perspective, that's okay. God could work with that. He could work with that. But don't give up. That's the key. Do not give up. Continue to come to church. Be intentional with prayer, spending time in your word, spending time in the presence of God, and allow God and time to change our perspective as we stand to our feet. I want to open up these altars, and I want us to come to God. If our perspective is not in line, that's okay. But come to the altars and allow God to change our perspective, and tell him this morning that no matter what, I'm not going to give up during this process. I'm going to allow you to change my perspective. You Amen. The altars are open, church. It's our year, church. It's our year to make an impact within our city, church. We have the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. And he's counting on you and I to do what's right. Let's not give up. Let's grow our perspective for the better, church. All over this place. Let's cry out to God this morning, church. Hallelujah. Don't give up, church. Don't be discouraged. Bring that perspective to the altar. God is able to work with that perspective, my friend.